Paying less for using more, that's the solution New South Wales is proposing for electricity pricing. It's designed to solve the big problems facing all power networks across Australia, falling demand. But it also promises to buy an argument with federal regulators rolling out new electricity pricing reforms, which are due to come into effect in 2017. Greg Borschmann has more.
Power to the consumer. That's the good news as Australia gets set to roll out new rules for electricity pricing. Essentially, by 2017, you'll pay for what you use, with an end to cross-subsidies and up to 80% of consumers paying less. That's a promised cut of up to $145 a year. But that won't fix the big problems for the electricity networks. Across Australia, demand is falling, and simply, that's threatening what has been a profitable and predictable business model.
Things have changed. You know, no great secret. Electricity consumption from the grid's declining.
That's Vince Graham, CEO of Networks New South Wales. He's unveiled plans for New South Wales to stimulate demand and shore up the power networks by challenging new national electricity rules. The rules have been drawn up by the Australian Energy Market Commission, the AEMC.
In a sense, we're not saying to the AEMC, bugger off. We're simply saying to them that a proposal that they have, what they like to call cost-reflective pricing, is not for the circumstances that New South Wales finds itself in. Indeed, in order to implement what they're proposing, you can only do it if you've got smart meters on the residences, and we don't have them, and that's a $3 billion investment to get there, and we say, for what?
Vince Graham says New South Wales won't accept a new capacity or demand charging regime proposed to be rolled out nationally from 2017. The changes are meant to make the system fairer. So for heavy domestic power users, it's designed to force up prices, especially during periods of peak demand. But New South Wales is going the other way. It plans to cut power bills for households that use more power. So the more you use, the less you pay. Vince Graham.
There's a 42-degree day in Western Sydney and your air conditioner runs flat out for 24 hours, that's going to define this capacity or demand charge that you have. Now, not only do you need smart meters to implement that, but we just don't think that's a sensible arrangement in an environment where consumption is declining and we have network capacity to deal with those peak days of the year. So introducing that in the circumstances of New South Wales doesn't make common sense to us.
But it does seem that you're swimming against the tide of the rest of Australia, and I want to get a sense from you, how will New South Wales charge big users less?
Look, I live at Penrith, the hottest place in suburban Sydney on a hot summer day, and I am not convinced that on a 42-degree day, people of Penrith are going to think to themselves, it's going to cost me another $2 today if I run the air conditioner to get a bit of relief from this heat. The whole concept of demand or capacity-based charge is that consumers will respond and use less. And I think that's a fundamentally flawed proposition. On a hot 42-degree day, people aren't going to turn off their air conditioner.
So are you saying that New South Wales networks can cut the cost of power for above average consumption, but do that without subsidy from other consumers?
Exactly. Why is that so? Because overall, the reduction in network charges has already started to occur.
This seems to be a bit of a magic pudding. Use more, pay less, and no subsidies.
And isn't that what your internet provider does? The internet provider and their pricing proposals do precisely that. They will encourage you by offering you more capacity into what is effectively a cheaper deal per unit that you're using. Exactly what we're doing here.
Vince Graham says paying less for using more power will also help in other ways. For example, the take-up of electric vehicles in years to come.
All of us would hope that electric vehicles will progressively start to improve the overall energy consumption in our economy. The pricing proposals we're putting in place encourage electric vehicles and encourage electric vehicle owners to plug them into the grid. And, you know, in that longer term sense, if electric vehicles are going to take off, we need this type of pricing to encourage them.
And how much will this potentially disadvantage the emerging industries, the renewables?
Look, I think the renewable energy industry is now well advanced, capable of standing on its own two feet, and can stand up and effectively compete, which is precisely what we're doing. And the renewable industry should be challenged to compete in precisely the same way we are.
Tony Wood is Program Director for Energy at the Grattan Institute. He's concerned about the New South Wales proposal.
Most of us, I think, have been looking for ways to reduce peak demand and future investment and also find ways to be more energy efficient. So the idea of encouraging people to use more electricity seems to be swimming against that tide.
Tony Wood says the new rules are meant to encourage a user pays principle and help consumers become more energy efficient. But he says the catch is it's up to the networks to decide how those rules are implemented.
The expectation is that they'll be innovative and hopefully progressive in doing that. It doesn't stop them from being not innovative and regressive. But equally, these businesses are there to operate in the interests currently of their shareholder, and I presume that's what they're doing.
So in the interest of shareholders, but regressive for most consumers, especially the ones who don't own the extra air conditioner?
That would be my concern indeed.
So how much does this play into the argument over privatisation of the networks in New South Wales? Is this or could this be an attempt to make those networks more attractive for sale?
Well, that'll be up to the buyers in a sense. It's a bit like, you know, how much renovation and house painting do you do in the last 2 weeks before you sell your house or put it at auction? In some cases, it's a waste of money because the buyers see through that and they still look at the fundamentals.
But is this an attempt to protect those existing investments in the poles and wires in the networks that we already have?
Oh, look, I think you can understand why you would do that. There's no reason why anyone in these businesses would be looking to trash the business. It's a bit like any business. If people start buying less of your product because they don't like it or because it's out of date or whatever it might be, obviously you're going to do all you can to try and change their mind. So one way you do it is offer discounts. It's perfectly financially sensible for these businesses to say, look, you consumers have been using less electricity and therefore less of our network. We would like you to use more and we're going to give you a price incentive to do so. I don't have a problem with that, provided the pricing structures do not do that in a way that causes people to subsidise those who then take it up. So if you are given a discount to go and buy a Porsche motor car, I don't particularly care, but I am really annoyed if the sellers of motor cars pay for your discount by putting up the price of my Toyota Prius.
Tony Wood is the Program Director for Energy at the Grattan Institute. Ending that report from our Environment Editor, Greg Borschmann. It's 10 to 7 on Breakfast.